Hail Caesar, most feared general of Rome. I come rolled in carpet as Egypt's no longer home. Fear not, though, you can see I have no hidden blade. Perhaps this unexpected meeting will help your mind be swayed. Ptolemy, my brother, seeks to rule in my stead. Surely our relationship would fare better if he were dead. Rome and Egypt together as one, like Venus and Aphrodite flying higher than the sun. Oh, what a marvel we'd be that no one could deny. A man so great he could drink the Nile dry. He sends legions to war at the wave of his hand, then sacks and plunders his fertile new lands. Imagine Dominus, how good that would feel, submissive before you. See how they kneel, the dominated, the conquered, the weak and oppressed. I can tell you want it by the rise of your chest. People of legend take what they desire, Pharaohs, Venus, Prometheus and his fire. Kill my brother and place me on the throne. Let these shores of the Nile be yours to own. I know you haven't met a pharaoh so seductive and coy, whose beauties trampled that of Helen of Troy. No, don't reach for your virility, Donic. My words are much sweeter, far more hedonic. Like the siren song to lost labored ships, that same seduction comes from my lips, melting your will like an Anubian chorus. Oh, submit, dearest Caesar. Name me living Horace. Gaze upon my thighs, see them dance in the moonlight, how it caresses my skin, ever so smooth and tight. Gaius, feel the ass of a goddess, let roam your hands, yet they are to only follow my explicit commands. Oh, such an obedient Roman, you cannot hold blame. The gods gave you a stallion, one that I must tame. Here you are but to only follow my instruction, for I am the goddess of sex and seduction. Let me turn around, stay seated in your chair. Yes, go on, Caesar. Kiss it. Yes, right there. Surrender to the taste of my ass against your lips. The feel of my body as your hand trace my hip. Oh, don't think, dear Caesar. Just give into my will. Lust after my body, let your cup overfill. Feel my ass grind as I stare deep into your eyes, letting your hands wander even more at my thighs. No, little Roman. Not just yet. You have yet to offer your end of the bet. If I seduce you, my brother dies, and Isis will claim Pharaoh as her prize. Were I to fail, well, that has not come true yet. For there are many things that I'm willing to do, like sucking your cock, bent down on my knees, swallowing and licking as much as I please. Such lovely, divine phallus, truly indeed. And a swan ball full of finished seed. I must say, never have I seen such a swollen cock. No, Julius, you have no permission to talk. A cock this massive I cannot help but adore. Just thinking of it makes me crave it even more. Julius, what did I say? How hard is it just to sit there and obey? Sansam, give your tunic. Rome might have won the great wars of Punic, but Cadet Amatogai. Did I say that right? For you, Julius, are losing this fight. Or should I say, Ve Victis? I honestly can't recall. Na-na. On your knees. Only Domina deserves to be dull. Now let me lift up my toga so you can taste my Nile. And yes, I do expect to be coming for a while. Ah! No. Your tongue. Not those filthy Roman hands. Honestly, how difficult is it to follow my commands? I need more obedience than you have ever gave. I guess you just need to be treated like a slave.